KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies, 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be continued. Partly cloudy today with winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour and a high around 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Council Bluffs Police Department is asking for your help in locating a 10-year-old male and a 13-year-old female who ran away from Children's Square, USA, a little before 9 p.m. on Monday. Authorities say 10-year-old Taylor DeGonia is a white male, 5 feet 4 inches tall, with brown hair, wearing a black shirt and blue jeans. 13-year-old Dakota Van Beek is a white female, 5 foot 4, with blonde hair and wearing a blue T-shirt and gray sweatpants. Their pictures are in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, if you see these children or know where they're at, contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4728 or call 911. In an update to our earlier reports yesterday, police in Council Bluffs say a man who was shot in the parking lot of a Council Bluffs casino early Monday morning is refusing to cooperate with investigators, so they're closing the case without making any arrests. The incident, as we told you, took place in the parking lot of the Ameristar Casino. Authorities said around 2 a.m. Monday, officers were dispatched to the casino with regard to a security officer who was out with the man who had suffered a gunshot wound to his abdomen. Officers spoke with the unidentified victim, who told them he was walking in the parking lot when a dark-colored SUV drove up to him and someone inside fired a shot at the man. The victim was transported to a local hospital for treatment. All around 11 a.m. Monday, detectives attempted to speak with the victim of the shooting for the second time. The unidentified 29-year-old man from Russellville, Missouri, was still uncooperative, but he told detectives the incident was not a random shooting. The man had arrived at the casino in the unknown suspect's vehicle, and when the suspect returned to pick him up, the victim was shot again once in the abdomen. Longtime investment advisor and trainer is accused of running a Ponzi scheme with his client's money. According to various reports and charging documents, Jeffrey Carley, owner of the Carley Financial Group, had allegedly been advising clients since at least 2013 to move their money out of the traditional IRA or individual retirement accounts to so-called self-directed IRAs, which grant the owner greater control over their investments. Carley would then direct the client toward investments he had an interest in through two other companies without disclosing that conflict. Carley would then create allegedly fraudulent annual statements of earnings to share with his client. In fact, the prosecutors say that Carley used the money invested in Prosperity Partners or Main Street Solutions for personal business and made only minimal interest payments back to his client's accounts, using funds invested by new clients to help pay supposed returns to prior investors. His agency had been registered since 1993. According to the charging documents made public last Thursday, Carley also owned all or part of two other companies, Prosperity Partners and Main Street Solutions, as I mentioned, all of which he operated from Trainer. The court records show he was charged in a sealed indictment in February and arrested Thursday after federal authorities announced they had executed a search warrant at his residence in Trainer, as we told you last week. Carley has been indicted on six counts of wire fraud involving at least five victims in Colorado and Nebraska and a total amount of at least $109,000. He appeared in court and was granted a pretrial release with conditions including that he not engage in financial advising while his case is proceeding through the courts. Officials with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce report a modern-day expedition into western Iowa, the T-Bone Trail Tour, will be one of the beefiest missions of the year, and the Iowa Gallivant is ready to take it on. Some of Iowa's greatest communities will be showcased from May through August, with Cass County being the first stop this Friday. Bailey Smith, executive director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said this will be J.J. Goodvin and the Iowa Gallivant's second trip to our community, and we're excited to welcome him back and show him even more of the area. Bailey says that the idea of the T-Bone Trail Tour is to showcase what travelers can do outdoors and highlight restaurants serving Iowa-raised beef. Goodvin will make stops at the Shieldbrook Recreation Area with highlights of walking and biking trails in Atlantic, along with Baxter Cycle in Marnie, Cold Springs State Park in Lewis, the Outdoor Classroom in Messina, Lake Anita State Park, and he'll end with a steak dinner at the Wyota Steakhouse. He'll also post videos and blogs of his adventure to his Facebook page, the Iowa Gallivant, and encourages everyone to follow along. After Friday, the next step on a tour, or next stop, I should say, will be in Audubon County on Saturday, May the 8th. Goodvin will visit a local beef producer, Albert the Bull, T-Bone Trail, and take a trip to the golf course and Nathaniel Hamlin Park. He'll end his visit with a steak dinner to the Barn Burner in Brayton on Saturday. For more information on the Iowa Gallivant, you can visit his website at www.iowagallivant.com or on Facebook at the Iowa Gallivant, or you can contact the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 712-243-3017. The T-Bone Trail Tour again kicks off this Friday, May 7th, here in Cass County. That's a look at some of the latest area news on KJAN. There's more online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.